Hello, my name is Forian Hermy, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. I'm with my friend Caleb here.
Hello.
And today we're going to be going over some topics, mostly, I believe we talk about new tech, and then some other interesting topics I thought you'd like to talk about on this podcast. Please remember we do have our sponsor that was before we started recording. Anchor, make sure you check them out. So talking to you, I talk about tech a lot. If you haven't noticed that at school, I love tech. I love everything about it. It just makes our lives easier. Do you have any thoughts on, like, do you have any like new tech things that you like or that you heard of that you are really enjoying right now?
Well, right now Discord has released an update where they have now allowed like farther distance, and they allow people to have longer video chat calls without it closing out on them. You can send longer like videos and stuff. Better for people, especially with all this quarantine going around.
Yeah, definitely. I know we've talked about quarantine literally every single one of these episodes of my podcast so far, and we're always talking about people needing to, you know, socialize in order to stay in like sane. Otherwise, if you stay in a room and not do anything the entire day, you're gonna go insane. And I've been keeping myself sane by doing these podcasts with friends and recording videos on my YouTube channel. By the way, check it out, Forian Hermy on YouTube. And I've been doing art a lot and just enjoying my time, trying not to go insane. And what have you been doing to keep sane during this entire time besides Discord? And
well, what have I been doing? I've been playing with my toys, Beyblade. You know, people can make fun of me, I don't care what you have to say. I've been doing that. I just got a new Beyblade. Nice. So I've been doing that. It actually keeps me quite sane because it's fun to watch. Like, many people don't like old toys. They throw them out, but you got to remember, those were our childhood right there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what kept us entertained when we were grounded and stuff.
Yeah. I remember, I never got into Beyblade, but I do remember having, like the Matchbox car sets. And I remember always, like, playing with those every time I got grounded, and just, it gave me something to do instead of just sitting in my room. And now, obviously, everyone has phones, and even if we're grounded with phones, I still sometimes get out those cars and just, like, crash them into each other just because I'm bored and I have nothing else to do. Obviously, I have my Chromebook now, and I can do different things on there and watch YouTube on that, but it just gave me something to do. Back on the topic of new tech of 2020, as badly as the year's going so far, there has been some new tech released. We're going to talk about 2019 tech and 2020 tech. One of the things that I'm enjoying is the Oculus Quest. That is fun.
Thing is, with 2019 tech is, it's gone up from like January to December, but now since everyone has to like stay inside, I feel like scientists are more focused on trying to find a cure for this virus. And you want to know what's really cool that I found out?
What?
I'm pretty sure these guys made it was on Daily Dose of the Internet. They made like a big drone, and like somebody could fit inside of it. So that's really cool.
That's cool. I watch Daily Dose of Internet. I watch it every day. It's so fun. And I think I saw that one. But so the person can sit in the drone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. And then they fly it around for a little bit.
So basically it's like a helicopter, but you have no control over it.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
That's scary.
Imagine you sitting in a cockpit of like you think you're getting into like a normal helicopter, and then you just sit and there's no controls in there, and then it starts off by itself, and you have no control over it. That'd be terrifying. No, thank you.
Dude, that's some Final Destination right there.
I know. I cannot. Those movies, I swear. I hate airplanes, and ever since I watched that movie, I don't like airplanes. Don't get me in one. Roller coasters are fine. I don't really I know that's bizarre and not gonna happen, but airplanes, there's a really big chance of that happening.
Speaking, oh my bad. Good.
You're good. Okay, go on.
Speaking of new tech, I was watching Adam Ruins Everything on Netflix, and he was talking about our security, like the fake security they give us in this world at the airports and stuff. So after like the tragedy of 9/11, sorry whoever's family is still affected by that. I am deeply sorry for what happened. And just like in the Final Destination, they pointed out that the plane shadow was there before the crash, which I think is kind of bull crap, but they have there's now more security alert, but like the when they're scanning you, that doesn't help with bombings and stuff. Bombings still happen. It's like a rare chance though.
We are going to get into this topic in another podcast. But actually, I think this is a good topic to do on the next podcast me and you do together. But for technology for 2020, there seems to be a lot of things going on about the unhackable internet. If you've heard about that.
No, that's actually pretty new to me, and that sounds pretty safe if you think about it. If it's it sounds really safe, but there's going to be a breakdown if that happens. Like there's going to be people who like it's probably going to be expensive, and there's going to be people who are obviously not going to like that.
Yeah, it what I heard was like so it's like an internet based on quantum physics will be like it'll like soon enable like inherently secure communication. It's weird because like the last few years from now where we are like a couple years ago, scientists have, like they learned to transmit pairs of protons across fiber optic cables. This is what I heard, and they did it in a way that absolutely like protected the information encoded in them. And that was cool because I know like people in China did it, and then they like did like they constructed like a 2,001 kilometer network backbone or something between Beijing and Shanghai, I think. But that's cool. It's good to know that there's like some sort of safety net beneath us when no one likes getting hacked. I've never gotten
No one
hacked,
does. Me
but
neither.
like, it's weird. You know what's weirder though? Anti-aging drugs. Like,
That's some freaking. Whoever's making those are on drugs themselves.
I know. It's weird because it's like drugs that try to like treat like ailments by targeting like a natural aging process in the body. And they're showing promise. And it's just it's weird, first of all. But this is like on the path road to like figuring out immortality, right? Like the theory that like we won't be able to die or whatever.
That's a bunch of bull crap. That we're all going to die someday.
Yeah.
Like
Unus Unus.
it's the thing is with the meteor coming, the NASA is now in inventing a way. Like they actually it's 296 days. Well, 260 something days. I think it's 250 now,
Yeah.
or 150. One of the where they're gonna launch a spaceship up, and they're gonna actually crash into it and make it tail off of Earth's orbit, so like it doesn't hit us.
That's weird.
It
That
is
is
weird.
cool though, but I can see a lot of things going wrong with that as well.
I hope it succeeds in doing it, because if
Yeah.
not, we're gonna have to be lucky and tilt ourselves out of the little like predicament that we're in.
I don't like the predicament that we're in right now, but I know that it will like go away. It has to, right? It can't stay forever, especially what we're doing now, staying in our homes and flattening the curve will help that effort. But we're not going to get into that right now because I talk about it way too much on my podcast to the point where it probably gets annoying the people. So, talking about like tech in like 2019 or like there's been a lot. Obviously, the tech community there's a lot of people who love tech, me included, you included, and they just make
Yes.
our lives early, like they make our lives easier. And there's like weird things last year that came out. Like I know like Nokia made the Nokia 800 Tough for like $121. It came out in October of
Wait,
2019.
120, 121. Like, many people are so like into. I know this is off topic. I'm sorry. Topic. I'm
You're
just
good.
going on a money rant. You know, I'll save it. I'll save it. I'll go on a money rant some other time.
No, you can talk about it now.
I was gonna say that I'm so used to seeing like $130, and then you just saying 121. I'm just like, that's such
Yeah.
a weird dollar amount to put as a
I
like
know.
a product, a tech-based product, when people know that it's probably not going to be that good, but probably will be good. Like, it probably has its features, but it probably doesn't have its features.
Yeah, like obviously it's Nokia, and anyone who's listening now that ever had a Nokia or knew anyone that had a Nokia, you know, if you those things are, you could throw it in a volcano and it'd come out like Darth Vader. I swear, it won't break. Another thing that came out last year was the Galaxy Fold.
The Galaxy Fold. You know, I first saw that ad on YouTube, and I'm like, how are they going to invent something where you can bend your phone?
Yeah. Usually bending, like before this whole Galaxy Fold thing came out, usually people are like, bending your phone? That's not the smartest idea.
No, and then and now you just go to like a party, and there's just one drunk dude. You know, hey, I got that new Galaxy phone. You guys want to see me bend it? And other people are like, no, don't do it. It's
Yeah.
fine.
It's funny because it came out in late September and it came out for $1,980,
See,
which for
that's a
like
reasonable price.
Yeah, for new technology like this, yeah, it is. I know there was a lot of problems with it, like a lot. Like all the YouTubers tried to reveal it, it would like break for them or something. And it's like, it's weird. I saw when they released it, I watched Samsung's event. I always do. I watch Apple's event and then Samsung's events. It's weird. It has a 7.3-inch AMOLED display, which is cool because that's amazing. It has six cameras. I don't know why you'd need that many
God.
cameras. 12
Okay, can we
gigabytes of
talk about
RAM.
how the camera situation is with these new phones?
Yeah, let's talk about Apple real quick.
Okay, so
Why?
we had one camera, people were hyped about that. We have two cameras, people were excited. Three cameras, people were starting to make Naruto memes about it.
It's weird. I don't know why you need three cameras, four, five, and no, wait, yeah, four, including the one portrait one. I don't know why you think it's necessary to have three cameras. I know for photographers, me included, it would be nice, but you technically only need like
One camera.
the wide camera and then the ultra wide. You don't need a telephoto camera. That's
You know,
just
you here's something that they should do. They should just make with like the two cameras, but actually have, I know I've seen this, but like, you know how like contacts, you can get like different like eye shapes for how your eyes are?
Yeah.
They should do that. Like, if you want to take a wide picture, the one camera lens changes to that.
That would be smart.
But it probably caused a lot of problems too.
Yeah. One thing that actually was taking away, this was like in 2018, 2017. Well, not 2017, 2018. Just the smart speaker devices, like there's so many
Like
different
Google and
variants
stuff.
of them, and just like you know you have like Alexa, Google Home,
Yeah, and
sorry, mine
Google.
triggered, just I have one in my room, it helps me, it has an alarm on it, and it's helpful, and I get why they blew up because like
Is, but there is also some security notice with them. Like,
yeah, like
it was
they can
leaked
like
that,
listen in on
yeah.
you. Yeah, that's one thing I don't like, but I mean, I'm not really worried about it
Safety
because I'm not
reasons,
like
like.
having like conversations of with the Russians in my room, right? You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
Hey,
I get why
Google.
you'd not want to have it like in like your main house speaker, but I feel like my room, I'm not worried about it at all. One thing that like it's weird, is just this Apple HomePod, man. It's dumb.
Yeah.
I think
And
it's
I
stupid.
remember seeing like the new flip phone that they came out with.
Yeah, the Razer flip phone. Yeah, that one actually looks I want it
I
really
wonder
bad.
if they released it already or is it still in like
I don't
prototype?
know if they I don't know if they released it or not. Isn't it from the company
LG.
that's helping with Razer? Isn't it Motorola that's
I'm
doing
pretty sure
that?
it's Motorola, but also with that, did you watch the Godzilla Eminem from, well, Eminem?
The song?
Yeah, in the
Yeah, I
music
listened to
video.
it. Yeah.
In that, they actually have an LG sponsor
Huh.
with the new phone, which is like, so you can now actually send videos,
That's
like
cool.
actually when you like the phone case cover when you open it up, there's like one phone
Yeah.
and then one camera for it on the other side.
That's cool.
Yeah, so now like when I'm texting you and I can have like this, I can open it and I can send you like a video of what's going on.
Yeah, that is cool. Going back on the folding screen, the folding phone, this phone actually does integrate the folding phone technology into the screen because you know when you have it shut, it's folded closed so it won't, you know, it can fit in your pocket nicely, unlike today's like phones that are like so big, I don't even know how you can even fit it in there.
I can fit my
But
phone
it
in my
uses
pocket.
that
You've seen
folding
me do
screen, so when
it.
you open it, like it's just like it's like a phone. It's you don't you you know, you wouldn't be able to tell if it was a folding phone. I
Yeah.
think this is pretty cool. It has two screens on it, the one when you open it up to the main screen and then the one on like the outside. So,
Like it's one of those like mini text things that people usually connect to like their Xbox controller.
yeah, it's weird. The two screens are like the like quick view, I think it was called, like you can just pick it out of your pocket and look, you don't have to open it up. And then like the weirder, the more flexible one that like turns on when you open it.
What were
One thing
some
I
of the
don't like is that the screen is angled at the bottom, which would be weird for watching
things?
YouTube
Yeah.
videos. I don't know if you would actually like watch the YouTube videos on your phone. It doesn't, it looks like a really long design.
Yeah. It'd be weird, like especially with bigger phones today and how they're like acquiring YouTube on the phones, 'cause usually if you have a small phone, the screens are going to be pretty small for
Yeah.
YouTube. And like you know when you screencast it onto like a TV, the thing is like humongous. I like how they're able to like YouTube's able to code, I think it's one of the phone one of them is able to like code
Yeah.
onto that, which is really it's really cool. No, that's what I want to do. I want to become a coder.
Some
But
I yeah, that's actually pretty good. I never really got into coding. I remember last year for freshman year, I took my old Chromebook that they gave me from 8th grade, and I thought, what the heck? I'm just gonna install Windows 10 on it. And then I coded it and I installed Windows 10 on it. And it was like, wow, you did this and now you just have like your Chromebook from 8th grade. I removed Chrome OS off of it and I installed Windows 10. And it's just like, that was too big of a coding project for me because I had to write all the lines of code to do that.
so now
I
now
don't, if
you're
any of you guys are like listening right now and you don't know what I'm talking about, when you code something, you have to have these lines,
like the
we
little
call them
adapter.
strips, but yeah, and they can be long strips or they can be short ones. And it's not just like a quick, it's not like just a screen. There's like you scroll and there's more and more and more and more, especially when you want to remove Chrome OS and then code it into your Chromebook. That takes a while.
Yeah,
I think it took me like a couple months to do.
coding
But it was
isn't
worth it.
something that you can learn right off the bat.
No, you need to take classes and you have to get like familiar with it.
Yeah.
It takes time, but once you learn it, it's easy.
I remember doing the coding classes for Tech Club.
Yeah, I remember that
I
too.
remember doing it on my spare time too, and actually completing all the courses.
Yeah.
But like now, it's like I forgot all about it because I'm a forgetful person, and I'm thinking of going back to it because like, yeah, I feel like just.
Yeah. I remember doing that, and that's what got me into coding in the first place. And just, it's fun because you get to create things and just. You know, it's not like coding video games that I would not have the patience to do, but coding like an Arduino or coding Windows 10 on your computer, that's fun.
It is
And
fun.
I respect all the people that code all these video games and stuff because that takes a while. You know, it's hard to do. Even like coding like robots and stuff in my Arduino, it takes a while as well.
I don't like that they're creating these AIs that many people are saying that, like, that everybody's making these AIs seem like they're gonna take us over and all the movies and Hollywood premieres and stuff.
Detroit Become Human, that's what I'm thinking about right here. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah. See, I don't think that's gonna happen because we should we could we are the people we are too smart to let that happen.
I don't think we're that smart. Because remember, AI is also smarter than us. Like a calculator can do a math equation faster than me. So that's where it's like where I agree with you, but then I think and I'm like, maybe we're not as smart as AI sometimes because like I said, like the calculator, that it can do a simple like math equation quicker than I can do it. And that's like
It depends on what the equation is. Like, if it's 1 + 1, if you can put it in
well,
faster than the
yeah.
person's typing, then.
I mean, if it's like what? It can you do 23 times 4?
No, I'm not smarter.
Exactly. And like it's so weird because you're just like you're trying to figure this out and then you do it on the calculator and it figure it out as quickly as you, it figures out quicker than you would. Like, oh, if you're like trying to do 23 times 4 and you're like, oh, what's the answer? What's the answer? And then the calculator is just like 92. It's fine.
Is that
And
actually
it
the
does it
answer?
like it lit I think so. It literally does it like that. It does it so quickly and it's so weird and I just don't, it's scary because if calculators can do that, what can androids do? And they can make smarter decisions than us. And with like the smart home speakers, this is kind of funny. The androids could control our lights and control when they come on, turn off.
Oh Lord,
Oh God.
that's some
And if
freaking
these like
paranormal activity.
I know, and if these like AI cars come out more, they could probably get into the cars too and use them as weapons against us. So that's no bueno. I know right now we're probably not at that point, but we're getting there. We're getting very close, and it's worrying sometimes, but then I remember it's only 2020. If we even get through this year, we've got a long way to go. So,
I don't think
you
we're going
know,
to
all
make it
these
alive through this
technological
year.
advances are gonna, I don't, this year is gonna be, it's going by slowly and long. I really don't know.
I feel like this year's actually going by pretty fast. It's already,
It actually has been. We went through 3 months so far, and it only felt like two.
I know. Yesterday I was just sitting around and like I woke up around like 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was throughout the day, I was so anxious and stuff. I don't know why. This quarantine is just making everything feel go by so slow.
Yeah. It's a little nerve-wracking because April 1st is tomorrow, right? And it's scary to think that every month this year, it's just like every month has been bad. Wasn't there an asteroid supposed to come near Earth in April?
Yeah.
So that's not okay. I'm on Snopes right now, and there. Well, I was like, NASA warned that asteroid 52768 could hit Earth in April 2020 and cause catastrophic danger.
Well, if
But
you
then
think
there
about
were
it, we
like
also had an
falls. And...
Android hit, I think 2015 in Russia.
Yeah.
But that was a small asteroid. Like, of course, many people were like, I think over 1,000 people were injured.
That's a lot of people, though.
Yeah, that is a lot of people. But if you think of Russia, they have too much karma right now. They have way too much karma.
Yeah. I know there's just like oh God, I'm on Reddit right now and I'm looking up like what earth-shattering events will happen in April. And then just like the first comments like at this rate we're looking at a meteor. And then someone says COVID-19 mutates and the zombie apocalypse begins.
Oh my, I had a dream about
I
the
don't
zombie
here,
apocalypse.
let me speak on this, because this won't happen. Because people who have passed away from COVID-19 at this point have not come back as zombies. And what do you need for a zombie apocalypse? Zombies.
Zombies.
We don't have any, so that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. This year has currently when it's gone from war, famine. We're currently a pestilence, so next, I'm assuming death, like literal death, like just people dropping like flies for no reason,
Yeah.
and just that's what's gonna happen. Where's the like four horsemen of the apocalypse? Where are they? They'll be here soon. We just have to get to we will we're gonna get to the 2021, and then the world will definitely end then. But
See, I don't like
I
people who say
yeah.
that like every 10 years we're all gonna die because like if you think about it, we survived 2,020 years more plus because of BC and DC.
Yeah.
We've survived that long. If we started from zero and no BC or DC, just from zero, wait, was there? Yeah, before the the dinosaur age, I can't speak today. We
Yeah.
would probably be in like 2040 or somewhere far. We
And I don't believe the world's gonna
yeah,
end
no. If it was
in the
gonna
near
end, like
future.
my grandma and my grandma thinks almost everything is on the government after the explosion of the
Yeah.
Russian thing. Chernobyl, Chernobyl. She thinks that the government is like since they were trying to contain this virus in a Russian lab, the COVID.
Hello, we got disconnected there, but we're back.
Oh, dude, it was the government.
So it's weird to think that, but yeah, people have their own views, and we usually podcast, but
Yeah, let's
people have
not,
these
because
own
it's
views
gonna tick
about
people off, so
yeah, people have views and
yeah,
yeah.
that's gonna tick people off, so.
Yeah, I think the last thing we should talk about is just like, what do you want to see in the future for tech, and what do you think would be a good idea to have in this world as tech evolves and,
Well,
you know.
I'm gonna go and say people are gonna probably think this is crazy, but like they should probably, like we see in the freaking Avengers how Tony Stark's able just to flip a hologram around and talk to freaking home security, bro,
Yeah.
and have
That I think that's in the future.
yeah, and have like those glasses where you can see stuff that move around with your own vision.
Yep.
So I think they should add that.
Edis. What did
They
he
should
call his glasses? Edis.
eat us.
Edis. Yeah, I think yeah, okay. Anyways, I would like to see like a like kind of like it's weird. I'll have to like what was it? Almost like the Quinjet from Avengers, but that's almost like starting to become a reality. Because as that technology progresses, like the whole like drone being flown with someone in it. That's getting there. But what I'd like to see is like, obviously we're on the road there right now, but autonomous cars, I want that technology to improve. Tesla's way ahead of everyone right now. I think they already have their autopilot mode out, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and that's scary too because anything can get hacked nowadays.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Imagine like you driving your Tesla and then you, well, technically the Tesla driving you, and then it all of a sudden just goes somewhere else and you didn't want it to go. Not necessarily a bad place, but just like you were heading to your work, but then it drives a McDonald's.
Did the hacker just displays the same like a screen thing? Oh yeah, can you give me a like two Big Macs, a fry, and a large Coke?
He hijacks the mic, the stereo in the car. But the solution to that problem is that like you can obviously manually override it whenever you want. And it's weird to think about that sooner or later your car will be driving you places. Maybe even you just like type on your phone, "Hey, I want to go here," and then it takes you there. And like it's weird, but
Yeah.
it's the future and we're gonna have to live through it. And
That's just gonna make
yeah,
this even more lit. Imagine going to a driving test. There's probably not even gonna be a driving test 45 years. In 45 years.
from like maybe like the next decade, maybe another century from now, there will not be any more driver's tests because all these cars are just automated and you don't have to like learn how to drive the car, you just
I mean,
let the car drive for
we're
you.
gonna be those like people that actually drive or like Ford Flexes or something just down the street. People are just gonna be like, "Yo, you want to race? Yeah, I got that high horsepower." Oh, okay, boomer.
Yeah, the one thing I don't like about these new electric cars is that I like cars because I like the sound of their motor, but these cars don't have those kind of motors. They just have like fake and just battery powered
Yeah.
that I don't like. I do like that Tesla has this like thing where if like you're at the like grocery store and then you can like stand at the thing that at the curb and you'll call your Tesla and it'll come to you. That's cool.
In the middle of the
There's still a lot
desert.
of problems with it though, but yeah, but it is cool. And Tesla's really going with this whole thing. And I really like Tesla as a car company is my favorite car company. Tesla is my favorite car. I
Because it
love
mainly
Tesla.
focuses around the new tech involvement that many people have been wanting to see and many people hate to see.
Yeah. Like it's cool. But I think we're about out of time for this episode. And I hope you all enjoyed this podcast and what we talked about. Hopefully you guys can agree with some of the things I said and what Caleb said here.
Besides the
And we
government part,
will
that part is totally out of text.
I know.
I just got carried
So
away. That
yeah.
was my grandma's point of view about that whole situation thing.
Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and I will see you in the next episode.
Peace
Bye.
out.